Good afternoon, councillors, members of the press team, members of the public, back for a second round. Declare the meeting open at 1:01. Once again, acknowledging the Kondamooka people who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet here this afternoon, and I'd like to pay respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who are also present today. Just a reminder of the public conduct at meetings under section 32. I don't think there's any need for me to go through that again. I'm pretty sure the members of the public that are here have heard that a few times. There are no leaves of absence, but I do need a mover and seconder that permission be granted for Councillor Hughes to take part in the special city plan meeting, special meeting by teleconference. Move Councillor Bishop, seconder Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Just quickly, councillors, a reminder of the declaration of interest on any items of business today. All of those details are articulated well in your agenda. And obviously, councillors, this is an ordinary business meeting, as you know, so there are provisions for budget meetings and planning meetings under ordinary business. With that, we may as well just go straight to the agenda. And councillors, so that we can have debate, could I have a mover and seconder for the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Tolte, seconded Councillor Mitchell. Councillor Tolte, would you like to speak to it at all?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. With regard to the report, the officer's recommendation that council resolves to 1. Adopt the changes to the proposed Redland City Plan in compliance with the conditions imposed by the Minister, which are contained in Attachment 2, Enclosure 1 Ministerial Conditions. 2. Adopt the aligned version of the proposed Redland City Plan incorporating the Minister's conditions and commence the adopted Redland City Plan on 8 October 2018. And 3. Undertake the necessary actions listed in Step 9A.2 of the Statutory Guideline 0116, making and amending a local planning instrument. I'll move that as officers are recommended. Thank you.
It's so moved and seconded already. Is there any further points you'd like to make, Councillor Tolte, before I go to speak against?
I would simply say to councillors, this is another step in a very long process. We all know, for those who were here last term, this has been going on for almost 5 years. For those who have been here through this year, have had probably less opportunity to experience it, but we never envisaged when we started this process that we would be going through, I think, 2.5 iterations of planning legislation and 3 governments and 3 different planning ministers, and we're finally at a point where we can start to progress. So it's a good thing that we finally got to this point, and I would encourage councillors to keep the momentum and go forward.
Speaker against, Councillor Elliott? No, I'll comment. Sorry.
Chair, I approached the Mind State member, Don Brown, last Wednesday with the information I had at the time, which was fresh. I've asked him, explained to him on the first part, the 1 to 400s, and if you look at page 10, the state interest, amend part 6.2 zone codes, the proposed city, amend the following sections. I'd asked him to talk to the minister. This is politically wise. I'm aware of the CEO advised us that he's spoken to the GG, and they said no. We've spoken to the department, and they said no. However, I want to take the political option, and it's open at the moment. It was sent to the minister's office last Wednesday, I was told. I spoke to Don's office on Thursday. I spoke this morning, and I'm proposing that that we suspend this meeting for a period of 2 weeks, and if we haven't got an answer in that time, that I'm happy to put my hand up as far as that goes. But I want to explore the political option on the 400 square metres. This is in the existing areas. I don't really, in the problems in the Kinross Road and the Lower Mediums, I really don't hope, because that's all new country. But I want to give surety to my community that we can preserve the 400, and I think that's worth waiting for. This meeting was put in, and I appreciate that, was put in the schedule sort of thing, and I wasn't aware until it blew in. I wasn't aware it was going to happen. But I'm asking Council to consider that we suspend the meeting for a period of 2 weeks, and if we get an earlier, as soon as I got information back, if it's yes or no, I'll immediately tell the Mayor you can resume the meeting and we'll move on, and I'm happy to support it. But I want to give one last shot at that 400 in the existing low density regions.
If I may, just might get the officers to comment to that and the impact of that direction. Kim, are you able to, or Chris, whoever's best placed to actually talk to that? Because I think we've actually done pretty well with ministerial directions, and I don't believe that this direction will have the significant impact that might be assumed because of the flexibility to the 400 square metres. Kim, are you happy to talk to that?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was going to make the comment about the process. I think that the Manager of Development Assessment is probably better placed to comment on how that ministerial condition would play out in a development assessment situation. And if there are further process questions, then I'm happy to come back and answer that.
Good afternoon, councillors, through you, Madam Chair. So the way the Minister has written Condition 1 is to identify that the minimum lot size in the overall outcome is 400 square metres in the low density and low medium density residential zones, unless the surrounding character and amenity of the area suits a smaller lot design. So I guess the first thing to consider is what is the character of our existing established areas, and is there an existing proliferation of smaller lots that would justify less than 400 square metre lots within those established areas? In my opinion, there isn't. The character of existing areas doesn't have a great deal of smaller than 400 square metre lots. So I think the way that the Minister's worded this is a pretty high bar for development assessment to justify anything less than 400 in those zones, considering the existing character of those areas.
I'd like to explain the process as well, the MALPI process.
Thank you. So, through the Chair, the process would be a formal, I'm anticipating a formal decision of Council to go back to the Minister, or is it an informal process that's being discussed? Because if it is a formal process, then it does place the timeframes with the Minister, and that's just something that Council would need to consider, at what point there might be a decision coming back from the Minister.
Through you, Chair. Kim, I expressed to Don Brown I don't want to hold this up any more than I have to, and I'm using the political option, it's a verbal, yeah. Talk to that, but if it was a goer, I would expect it in writing. If I came back here and said writing, then I'd expect you as the head, or Steve Hill, or whoever is running planning at the moment, to contact the Minister's office and get that directed us in writing for that charge. However that works in the bureaucratic circle, but certainly I'm asking for that 2 week option. I can give an example, and Chris was saying very, very low thing, but I've seen, even in my area, just one, and I gave an example to Council the other day, two lots off a big block down the end of a 30-metre driveway, 4.5 metres, suddenly there's two blocks there. Not in my wildest dreams I would have thought that could happen. It does happen. So I'm a bit wary of, I try and give, and my thing here is to take that, give that surety to people, because in this ever-increasing performance-based world of planning, I can't even guarantee what you're going to get, and as far as that goes. So I'm sort of asking that we, if this motion went down, or if the movers are prepared to withdraw it, I would like to ask Council that we wait 2 weeks for that, and as soon as I have that information, I'll be straight back onto the, I'll be on the phone to the Mayor straight away. Thank you.
I think the CEO's also had discussions with various, the DDG, yeah. We've had it, and we were told that the Minister's decision is final. And I have one concern, and that would be that we've waited 15 months, relying heavily on these changes are the 9-metre revetment walls that we have an issue with at Raby Bay. and a number of other things, which actually reflects what the community has been telling us, is that they don't want small lots, they want larger lots, they want larger frontages, and they want larger setbacks. On top of that, we have some directions that deal with with Quandamooka and Dunwich in regards to cemetery plots. And if we don't get a response, it took us 15 months to get this one. And I do have concerns that there won't be a great deal of confidence in our capacity to deliver the economic and environmental outcomes that we have been trying to deliver through the changes here. So that would be my concern. Got a couple more speakers on that point. Councillor Gleeson.
Thanks, Mayor. I'd like to ask Councillor Elliott through you. This was a verbal conversation and the state member has indicated that he'll try and get you a response in 2 weeks. Would that be correct?
No, I'm asking for more time. I've spoken to the state member. As I said, in the last Wednesday, the email went into the minister's office, sort of thing like that. I'm not involved in that process. I spoke to the office this morning and I said I had no more and I'm not a comment made, but I'm quite confident we can get a good result. But as I said, I think 2 weeks is not, and I hear the mayor, I don't want to hold this up any more than I have to, that 2 weeks is not is the longest. 2 weeks, there's nothing back, nothing firm. Hey, I'll just put my hand up. I'm happy with the rest of the scheme. I think, and as the mayor alluded to, it is a great outcome. Better than I could have. But certainly just that particular one, and I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud, I'm just trying to get the very best outcome we can for everyone.
Mayor, I know exactly where Councillor Elliott's going from, and my biggest concern through this whole process has been able to get a blanket rule, get an outright rule. You know, I'm sick of these probable solutions where we say, oh, we don't want to see anything under 400,
well, but they've been raised
probable
overall
solutions
outcomes.
Or overall outcomes. So
we've actually strengthened it by raising it from probable solutions to overall outcomes.
Right, okay,
it's the strongest test that we possibly
We have strengthened it, but yeah, unless the resultant lots are consistent with the density and character of the surrounding established neighbourhood, there's still an element of doubt there in that wording. And I wouldn't like to see a response from us go back to state government and wait 3 or 6 months again to get feedback. But if Councillor Elliott believes that we may have something in 2 weeks' time and there's a chance that that might be the case, I'd be happy to support come back in 2 weeks. I don't want to go through the bureaucratic 6 month turnaround response time, but I'd support if there's a chance that we can get that absolutely signed, you know, agreed to and remove that element of doubt for the community, I'd be happy to wait 2 weeks.
Councillor Boglari.
I'm also in support of Councillor Elliott's suggestion. I think this shows a strong political will, and maybe that's what the state government needs to hear. This is one of the points that our community spoke very strongly on, the small lots and the environment. And I think if we've got a chance, what is 2 weeks? The officers can still do the amendment packages in the background. So I strongly support Councillor Elliott's suggestion.
Councillor Tolton. Are we debating? Right.
I have just allowed some discussion.
Okay. So, well, not in reference to the motion on the board, but in reference to this proposal, there is absolutely nothing stopping us going ahead and adopting this recommendation as on the board. And if perchance, in some miracle, it comes back changed in the next 2 weeks, there's nothing stopping us, as we would have to anyway, calling another special meeting and adopting the change. So we still don't need to leave it lay on the table for 2 weeks.
I actually, I'm not even sure that the minister has the flexibility of doing that, considering he's written a letter to us acknowledging a process. There is another opportunity, of course, because as we've discussed, we'll be bringing back an amendments package on the 10th of October, which could certainly reflect any response we get. It's going to take that long to line up, you know, the various elements of our city plan. There is still an opportunity for us to bring that back. So it's not a closed door. This is a living document. I'm concerned that I don't think that the minister actually has the power, now that he's written this letter, to do that. And we probably need to go through that formal process. So I'm not quite sure if Kim or anyone can confirm or deny.
If the minister can remake 117.
Yeah,
Sorry, or Andrew.
Through you, Madam Chair. Sorry. No, I'm not aware if the Minister has that approval. I'm just double-checking now. Typically, the final approvals, I doubt there's any appeal rights for us to appeal that decision.
Although we can put forward an amendment.
Oh, you can certainly put forward an amendment. It's the statutory guideline allows for that.
Okay, any other comments?
Is there a way?
Councillor Golay?
Is there a way that we can actually get some sort of legal confirmation prior to making a decision? Should we adjourn for 10 minutes and wait for Andrew to do a bit of research before we make a phone call?
We did get advice from officers as to the process, so I don't think there's anything else that they can probably add, Councillor Golay. I think, like I said, this is a living document, so there are opportunities. I feel that we should be careful of what we wish for. I think we've got relatively compromised directions given to us, and I'm concerned if we play in that process it might not pan out the way we want it to. So I'll just take some more comments around that. Councillor Golay. Councillor Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm hearing views that are looking to do exactly what you're asking, to be careful what we wish for. I think the majority of people are saying that they wish for this city plan to be supported and carried forward, but they want to be careful that they don't get this particular thing that the community is saying they would rather not have. And I think I would like to ask two things, if I may. First of all, from the officers, if we do allow a two-week period for this to be explored, and I understand it's a sensitive and political matter. First question to officers then is, will that result in any significant impacts? And the second question is, if it does not, would the mover of this motion like to, as suggested, consider withdrawing? So first part of that question first, the officers, would there be significant concerns with a two-week or up to two-week pause in this process?
Perhaps I might get Kim to speak to the detail, but the timelines for the 8th of October to go live and then the 10th of October for the First Amendment package relies on today, you know, the motion going through. So if we add 2 weeks, I would add 2 weeks to those timelines because they've been built on the basis of making sure that it's achievable, that we can go live on that date. So I would just, I mean, it would be an amendment to the package, I guess, more than just lie on the table. Lie on the table and you would change the operational date by 2 weeks.
Sorry, Kim?
Thank you. My comment in relation to the process is that in that 2 weeks, Council would need to receive an amended letter from the Minister, not a verbal advice but an amended letter, because without that, the ministerial guideline for making a planning scheme can't be adhered to. It's very clear in this that it says after receiving advice from the Minister that it may adopt the proposed planning scheme, the local government must decide to adopt the planning scheme or not proceed. So I just make that clarification. It would need to be a replacement letter. The advice that we've received and has been shared with the councillors is that in the view of the department, that's not an option that's open to council, but I leave that for councillors' discussion.
Any other comments, councillors?
Some legal advice, please, and I think you'll need to close the meeting in order to get it.
Well, I'll need a motion to do so.
I'll make a motion that we suspend the meeting and ask the public gallery to be cleared for a discussion about the legal precedent that's being set here.
Councillors, is support for that? Councillor Golay supports that. Those in favour? Those in favour of that, councillors, raise your hands. So no, it's a motion to suspend the meeting, clear the gallery, so that we can get some more legal advice on this prior to making any other further iterations and discussions.
Is there likely to be new advice?
I'm happy to go outside the room and ask officers and come back in.
Sorry, councillors. There's a motion to suspend the meeting. Is there support for that?
We have a live motion.
Yeah, but I agree that. But we have. My understanding is we're able to suspend the meeting at any time.
So I've been asked if I'm prepared to withdraw the motion, yeah. And I don't know if I am until I have some advice.
Councillor, have a mover and seconder for that. Is there support for Councillor Tolte's motion? Those in favour? Okay, so that's supported. Those in favour is Councillor Boglari, Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Golay, Councillor Hewlett, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Tolte, Councillor Gleeson, Councillor Williams. Those against, Councillor Elliott and Councillor Bishop. So, and Councillor Hughes?
I am here. Yes.
Do you support suspending the meeting for a small period of time?
Yes, it's very difficult to hear. I hear the CEO clearly, but very difficult for the others.
Okay,
but
so I
support.
That's
Thank
supported
you.
By Councillor Hughes also. Okay, so with that, we could just suspend the meeting for, 15 minutes. Is that going to be enough time? And I'll ask the members of the gallery and the press to please just... If you don't mind just taking a break. Thank you. The gallery, we've just sought some legal advice as to how we can deal with this, just so you're clear on that, so that we can proceed with adopting the city plan. We've got that legal advice, and based on that, I think we have a motion from the floor, a procedural motion. Councillor Elliott?
Sorry, I move that the council resolves to adjourn the meeting until 8:30 on Friday, the 6th of July, 2018.
Yep. It's a let it lie on the table, I think, are the words in the standing orders.
It's actually adjourning the meeting.
Oh, is it? I thought it was let it lie on the table.
We're adjourning this. We've got to keep this meeting going.
Yeah, just to make
it. Okay, all right, thank you. All right. Moved by Councillor Elliott. It's procedural, so I'll put the vote. Those in favour? Those against?
Aye.
Was that supporting the motion, Councillor Hughes? Yes?
Yes, thank you.
Supporting the motion, Councillor Boglari, Councillor Golay, Councillor Hewlett, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Elliott, Councillor Gleeson, Councillor Bishop, Councillor Williams, those against, Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Tolte. Thank you, councillors. We'll close the meeting at 1:40. We'll adjourn the meeting. I was four. I think I said that. The meeting is now adjourned until the 6th of July at 8:30 in the morning.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.